Good evening. Good evening. My name is Yosef Ben Yaqub. I hear that people nowadays refer to me as Saint Joseph. Sounds kind of funny. It's interesting that Levi, or what you know him as Matthew, that tax collector turned apostle, you know, he wrote this gospel in Aramaic just before he left Jerusalem to go to plant churches. And he wrote it, and he wanted to talk about me. And the first chapter, he starts talking about me, and I thought it was interesting, this former tax collector turned apostle, he writes in Aramaic and uses three words to define what I was going through. Considered these things. That's all I get. Considered these things. That's all he has to say. So I want to give you the rest of the story. Nothing against Levi or Matthew. He did a good job. But I want you to go back with me and help me. I want to help you to understand what was really happening that night. I want you to think about what it's like for me, Yosef Ben Yaqub from Nazareth. I was referred to as a carpenter, but really I was more of an engineer. The Greek word that they defined me is actually a word for technologist. It meant I designed and built things. You have those type of people today, right? Design and built things. And I had this wonderful plan. My father had promised to arrange this marriage with Mary, who was from a neighboring community, just a mile and a half to 2 miles away, which is a booming metropolis, the capital of the region of Galilee, an amazing town, kind of like I've heard people refer to New York, Los Angeles, a booming town, a metropolitan town. People from all over the known world came to this town, and I had amazing opportunity. I was going to design and build things. It was an amazing opportunity, and so my father arranged for me to be married to Mary. She was from the town of Sepphoris, this booming community, and we were supposed to be married. I had great dreams. I was building a career. I had plans and lists. How many of you have lists? Lists of things I was going to do. I had dreams, amazing dreams. I was going to build a home and have a family and have a career and do all these wonderful things. My father had made all these arrangements. I was just waiting for him to say, go get your bride. And then my whole world came crashing in. A lot more than three words. The woman who I loved and who I was promised to and who was promised to me, I find out she's pregnant. Have you ever had your dreams crushed? Have you ever felt alone? Depressed? Betrayed? I mean, I had all these plans, and it all just disappeared. Because Mary was pregnant. Now, Yaqub, he raised me right. He raised me right. I was the son of David. I knew who I was, and I knew that the right thing to do was not to have her stoned, which was my right, but to divorce her quietly. And I, Didn't I have a right to do that? Yeah. Haven't you ever felt alone? Betrayed? No? As a matter of fact, I'm told at this time of the year, that's one of the major problems in our country. Sure it is. I'm sure it's the same in the United States. People getting depressed, struggling alone. Your pastor told me he went to see one of your members, Gene, today, and he was saying it's first Christmas without his wife. That's hard. A lot of people struggle. A lot of loneliness, a lot of frustration. And people tell you, you ought to be joyful. And be happy. Celebrate peace. You just don't feel it. Ever been there? It's a lot more than three words. And yet, even in the midst of that destroyed dream, even in the midst of the betrayal, even in the midst of all that hurt and pain, I was not alone. Even in the midst of this terrible experience in my life, God came to me. He sent his angel, just like he did to my namesake, Joseph, in the Old Testament. That's what you call it, right? Old Testament. He sent an angel to me in a dream. And he said, don't fear, Joseph. Don't fear, because I have a plan. That which is conceived in Mary is a gift of the Holy Spirit. He will be called Jesus, and he will rescue his people from, he will be a fulfillment of what Isaiah said when he said a virgin will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, God with us. You see, at the time of my deepest despair, in the time when I was considering these things, God met me, sent his angel to speak to me, and told me he had a plan for me. That's the same thing he has for us. People of Cross and Resurrection. People of Ypsilanti. People of Ann Arbor. People of Michigan. People of the United States. People of Earth. He has a plan for us, right? No matter how we feel, no matter what situation we're in, he has a plan. He has a plan. He doesn't want us going around trying to generate our own joy and our own peace and our own happiness. No, he has a plan. He says, you are important. You are special. I have called you. I have a plan for you. He meets us where we're at, no matter how we feel, and he says, I'm with you. I am Emmanuel, God with you. I don't know if you know the rest of the story, but if you do, you know that it wasn't easy for me. How many of you think that when I decided to not divorce her, but to keep her as my wife, people went around and took my reputation and smushed it into the mud and said, he's really not divorcing her because he's really the father. How many of you think it was easy to take a wife who's pregnant 46 miles down to Bethlehem only to find out there's no room in the inn and have to stay in the stable? I don't know about you, but that's not the Holiday Inn. See, God never said it was going to be easy, right? But he said he'd be with us. He said he'd be with us. And that we would find peace even in the midst of the darkest times. That we would find light even in the midst of the darkest days. That we, his presence would be known to us even when we're alone. See, that's the gift of Christmas. That's what we're celebrating when you celebrate Christmas. Celebrate the Messiah, the one who was promised, because he is Emmanuel. He is that wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is the one. It wasn't easy when I had to take my son and I couldn't name him after me. I had to name him Jesus because he is the Savior. He is the Christ. He is Emmanuel. I hope you don't let your emotions get in the way from experiencing Jesus and his presence here tonight. I hope you don't let the things of this world that can sap our joy, take our peace, bring us darkness and fear. I hope that you will be inspired by my story to understand it may not be easy, but God is with us. He will never forsake us. He's with us. Even when we feel alone, he's with us. God with us, Emmanuel. He is here. He's present in his word and sacrament. He's here. He wants a relationship with each one of us, so we can know no matter what, he is our peace. He is our joy. He is our comfort. He is Jesus, the one who saves us. He gives us life. He gives us new life. He gives us eternal life. We have nothing to fear. So don't go about trying to generate your own joy, your own happiness, your own peace. Although we all make attempts, right? Am I right? The reality is true joy, true peace, true happiness is knowing that we're in the arms, in the hands of our Savior. And he has a plan for us. Amen? He is Emmanuel, God with us. May God truly bless you on this Christmas as you experience Jesus. Jesus, God with us. Amen.